This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A former LaSalle police officer who shot and killed a man at a Family Dollar store while investigating a suspicious car pleaded guilty on Monday to manslaughter. Eric Hernandez says he was afraid he was going to be run over by the car before the 2023 shooting. He was initially charged with second-degree murder, but a Weld County jury couldn't reach unanimous verdict. Hernandez faces up to 6 years in prison and will lose his peace officer's license. A proposed bill would require Colorado school districts to develop a policy governing how and when students use cell phones in school. Bill's sponsor, Representative Megan Lukens, says some school districts don't have any guidance. In ones that do,
teachers are saying that it is hands down one of the best things that they have done to ensure students are maximizing their learning potential.
Many teachers report phones are a distraction in class, and health officials connect them to a rise in mental health problems. The bill has bipartisan support and is expected to be introduced soon. Cupid may still be stringing his bow, but the Loveland Chamber of Commerce is already seeing hearts. Their volunteers are busy marking envelopes with a special stamp proclaiming Valentine's have been mailed from the Sweetheart City. Chamber President Mindy McLuhan says the remailing program started back in 1947.
Our Valentines have reached over 110 different countries and 50 different states.
To get your Colorado Valentine delivered on time, you'll need to send it to the Loveland Postmaster by February 10th. Instructions at CPR.org. Winter storm watches and winter weather advisories in effect for the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo mountain ranges for tomorrow through Thursday morning. 5 to 10 inches are possible above 10,000 feet, 2 to 6 inches across Colorado Springs, and less for the Denver metro area. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.